And we are, speaking of music, going to change gears a little bit here. Talk about the group that's going to be out on the street tonight for the Thursday Night Live. Great music tonight. You're going to enjoy it. Bluzel Du will be there. But there's going to be an added twist, too. Julie Fernandez is going to be here. She's she performs Gypsy Fusion Artistry. And we're going to talk about that kind of dance in just a moment here. But ahead of that, let's get Ed Klein and also Dave. I'm going to get this right. Lavasser? All right, got it. All right, I'm good to go here. So I'm going to open the mics up, and let's talk about Bluzel Du a little bit. And who wants to go first here? Looks like you're elected.
They found it.
Yeah, he found his first.
Well, we've been in business about 4 years now.
Yeah.
And just played locally. Mm-hmm. We do primarily original music. We do a few covers. Our lead singer, Wendy Landmark, who is well-known locally, is a great singer. We'll do Patsy's for our covers, and she loves Patsy Cline, and that's primarily our
She
work.
Does great Patsy
Cline. Oh,
she really does.
She's into
me. How did you guys all come together? Boy, it's great music. We're going to share some in a minute here. But
I had been writing tunes for about 30 years.
Really?
But they were just backroom campfire songs for friends.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy heard some of the tunes. We met during the Capers programming.
Mm-hmm.
And she insisted that I go public, and I said, fine, I'll go public if you'll sing. And that was the beginnings. And we've maintained a pretty active band life for the last 4 years and had a great time with it. We've had a lot of fun.
Blues Will Do, is that just what it says? Blues is where you're at?
Yes, essentially I would call us lighter, easy listening, bluesy, jazzy with some country.
A little western swing maybe.
Yeah, sure, and boogies.
Well, you've done a CD, and just before we get too far, let's share a little bit of this. Is a track 3 in the CD, and I don't have the name of it here, but I sure liked it. And can we take a listen to it?
Please.
All right, here we go.
The mugs are $144, and that's what it takes to
what
give
our request
one
for
child.
Your consideration would
well,
be.
Well, let's see if we can do a little better job of bringing that up. Somehow we're having a little trouble there, so we'll do that in a little bit here. But my apologies, we're having trouble with the tracks there. But let's talk about tonight. What's going to happen on stage? Dave, you want to take a swing at that?
Well, Julia starts off with a belly dance, and she will be performing Egyptian and Turkish style. I guess I'll defer to her on the actual description of it. And she also teaches a dance class. We can get into that a little bit later, too.
Mm-hmm.
But she's professionally trained and having been dancing for how many years, Julia?
Flamenco, a bit about 9 years, and Egyptian belly dance, about 6.5.
You know, let's talk about that dance a little bit. Is it an aerobic workout almost to do that kind of dance?
Any kind of dancing is a good cardio workout, so I would say yeah.
Yeah. Talk about it a little bit. What's going to happen tonight with your performance?
Tonight, I'll be meddling two different types of dance, Egyptian belly dance and Spanish flamenco. Spanish flamenco is a dance that is a centuries-old dance that is primarily mostly seen now in Spain, but it's been traced back to parts of southern France and India. I'll be doing a little bit of that, and I'll also be doing a little bit of Egyptian belly dance, which has a little bit of a Turkish style. And fusing those two together, and also with Dave's accompaniment and the guitar, we do the some flamenco work and some pre-recorded music dancing.
To get a chance to see you, what time would be the best time to be down there, roughly?
She'll be opening the show for us at, I guess, right around 5:30.
Okay.
We've got a number of things to do today to get equipment set up, but we've got a time to do it, so we'll have everything hopefully ready to go by 5:30.
Yeah. You guys both have been playing music a long time. You do a lot of your own material. Is that a lot of fun to do? I mean, I assume it is.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute thrill to see something you've written sung by a voice like Wendy Landmark.
Yeah.
There have been times when you can get a lump in your throat hearing something you've done sung that well.
Yeah.
And then I have David back behind us who will light it up on the strings and it just gives you a real thrill when your own tunes come to life.
I got a little trouble bringing the audio up right now, but I just want to tell our listeners that I'll get it, and even after the interview, we'll bring it back up, and we'll share it with you in just a little while here. So I just want to make sure we get that on, because you got to hear it. It really is some dynamite music. Tonight, you'll be there until kind of preceding the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. It should be a good crowd down there, it looks like.
Sounds like it, yes. In fact, we're going to play as long as we can, as long as people want to hear us, and I guess probably max time of 10 o'clock, but things go well, we'll at least out there till then.
What's ahead for you guys? Are you planning some other venues? Do you want to take this to the next level, or where's it going to go?
We're pretty happy with our spot. I mean, we'd like to be busier, and in fact, I would like to take that cue to say that we would like to see Watertown people support our local bands. There is some great talent here in town.
Yep.
There are half a dozen bands, and unfortunately, we're all less busy than we would like.
Yeah.
But if you do see local musicians in town, please support them. It's very important.
We really do have some great music in town, man.
Yes, we do. We actually signed our first record contract, and as long as we promise to buy 11 more...
you're good to go, right?
We're set.
Are you going to do some more recording at all?
I'm sure. We would love to get in. We have new material. This is 2 years old, and we've probably got another 150 tunes to choose from.
Yeah, we'll have some
should we decide.
Yeah. We'll have CDs for sale that are the older stuff. We haven't put our 2011 CD together yet, but we also have these T-shirts that we brought in.
And yeah, I see that.
Can you read that off, or do you want me to stand
up
so you can see it?
Maybe we should read this off here. That's kind of neat. They brought me in an iced tea here. It says, musicians are like cockroaches. If you see two, you have 20. They only come out at night, and they're usually looking for food.
All true.
I thought those were radio announcers.
Yeah, we all kind of came over. My wife was the inspiration for that because she was feeding us musicians late at night. So
that's great. I'll be wearing that one. I like that.
Yeah, sure.
Do you guys collaborate together when you write and arrange?
I'd say, 90% of the songwriting and music writing is Ed and Wendy. I contribute a couple of songs that we'll do tonight, instrumentals, and also one I back up Wendy on. But I hope to do some more of that. That's kind of the fun part.
Well, I again apologize for the audio. We had some trouble with it here, but we're going to bring it up here just a little bit. Right after 9 o'clock, we're going to share a couple of the songs from Blues Will Do. You'll really enjoy it. It's just good stuff. And tonight's the night, and don't miss it. It's going to be a fun night uptown. You got a good chance to see hear a lot of great music with Blues Will Do. You're going to have Julie over here. She's going to be dancing about 5:30. Anything else about the dancing you want to share at all?
Yeah, if anybody's interested in taking belly dance classes, I'm going to be starting to teach a whole new semester of classes starting Monday, September 13th. Right now, my current location is at the Watertown Rec Center. So all ages, non-dancers, and non-members are welcome. It's going to be both at a beginner and an intermediate level. So anybody who's goes tonight and like what they see, they want to try it out for themselves, you know, you can find us more information on gypsyfusionartistry.com.
If you can't remember that, we make it up as we go is kind of our byline. So we make it up as we go.com leads you to both websites.
Sounds good.
We all about us there.
How did you get interested in this kind of dance anyway?
I'm originally from New Mexico, and in New Mexico, flamenco
that's
is
big down there.
It's really big down there. Yeah. And I started belly dancing in between my performance season with the flamenco just to keep in shape, and it kind of became my newfound love. And the last 4 years, I've been really, really studying the belly dance really, really hard. And since I met Dave, kind of re-inspired me to kind of get back into the flamenco and
that's
stuff.
That's really neat. Yeah. Is it a difficult kind of dance to do? Or
It takes a lot of concentration. It takes a lot of focus, but I mean, it's anything. Anybody can apply themselves to do anything they want. So, I mean, I don't necessarily think it's that hard.
I mean, is it more to it than kind of like Steve Martin's Let's Do the Egyptian or whatever, you know?
Kind of.
A little more than that, huh?
It's a little more than that, just as far as, you know, you have to have a lot of muscle control for belly dancing. Yeah. And the more you practice, you know, the more you develop, so.
take the class. Take the class.
I'd be way
better if you'd be fine.
Well, another 40 pounds will give it some thought.
And if nothing else, come for the costumes. She's got some great costumes.
Yeah,
really?
Some really great costumes. It's going to be an exciting show tonight. I think we've got a lot of awesome things prepared, so.
Kind of a Madonna look-like or something?
It's got a lot of hip wraps, a lot of beadwork.
Really?
The hip wraps I wear, I got anywhere from 150 to 300 coins on there.
Man.
Lots of glam, lots of shiny, lots of jingle. So it's really exciting. It's
kind
really
of a traditional thing down from
very traditional. As far as the flamenco parts, that's a little bit different. The belly dance part is where you get the more, you know, elaborate costume.
What is flamenco? Is that kind of Cuban or something?
Flamenco is a dance that, you know, it's primarily...
Spanish, seen a lot in Spain, but
They find it all over, you know, different parts of the world. And this is a dance of passion, a dance of life. You know, it's celebrated in, you know, all ages in Spain. And, you know, so.
That's kind of how we got together. The song I've been playing since I was a kid that my mom always liked called Malagueña, which means Lady from Malaga.
Yeah.
And we met last year, not this last year, but the year before at the art festival. And Julie just got done dancing. I said, hey, I do a flamenco song. You want to try to dance to it? And she almost turned me down, but I guess her friend prompted her into it. So I played the song. She said, yeah, I can do that. So that's kind of how it all started. It's a very Spanish-influenced style of dance.
That's going to be fun. I look forward to seeing it.
It's really
been
cool to, you know, to take so much of what I was used to in New Mexico and really share the culture, you know, out here in Watertown. I think that's really probably one of the most exciting parts for
me. How long will you be on stage, roughly? Do you know?
I'd be starting at 5:30. I'd say probably from 5:30 to maybe like 5:50, something like that.
About a 20-minute routine.
Yeah, about 20-minute routine, and then again at 6:30.
Okay, good. So we have a couple of chances if you can't catch the first one.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Well, sounds good, guys and ladies. Anything else we've missed here? Appreciate you dropping by for a little bit.
Just a quick one. We've incorporated Terry Foster and Joel Kustrup on drums and bass. We've traditionally used the keyboard as our band, other than Dave playing lead.
Yeah.
And we're... moving on to live action figures with Terry and Joey, and they each have a couple of tunes of their own. Some Joey does Cab Driver, which I love.
Beautiful song.
And so we're going to have a good time tonight with an addition to it. Blues will do plus two.
Well, we'll be down there to see it all. I hope you guys have a great night. It looks like it should be a lot of fun with the Nitty Gritty coming in later, and going to be a full night of music, huh?
Absolutely.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it. All right, again, Bluesle Doos and some great dancing all on the stage tonight. Part of Thursday Night Live. We're going to take you right back to some more music in a minute.